For more information about this episode, I would just check out the autobiography. Either version will do. In both of them, I talk about my dad, my adopted dad, my biological dad, and my role as a dad, or not as a dad, in my kids' lives. So look at your father's situation or your home situation and see how it relates to this episode. All right, this is the introduction. The rest of the episode is about to begin now. Check it out. Hey, my name is Larry Ive. This is episode 184. It is called Who's Your Daddy? All right, so here's the deal. A dad is very important. And this episode, I may talk about some things that people do not agree with, but that's okay. My view matters, so does theirs. So let me get the hard one out the way first. Let's talk about dads in homosexual relationships, or same sex, whatever you want to call it. Your dad, you have a young son looking up to you. You're his role model. He wants to know how to be, you know, he wants you to explain to him how his physical body works as he gets older. So you got a young son, you know, he's got a, you know, boys, you know, have their junk, you know, the dick and balls. If you don't be proper about it, I guess penis and testicles, whatever it is, dick and balls. So as he gets older, he wants to talk to his dad because his dad has the same thing. So, if his dad is in a homosexual relationship, who does he talk to? Both of them? Because typically, one of them is really going to be the masculine one that's going to help him, show him how to handle that. Because that's where a lot of confusion comes in those type of relationships. Because one dad will tell him, hey, this is how you do it. This is how your thing works. This is what it's for. And the other dad might say, hey, you might give him a different view because the other dad is typically, one's feminine typically and one's masculine. So the feminine one has a totally different view as to how your body works because the feminine one typically walks differently, acts differently, and uses his body as a man differently. See, there's a lot of confusion. That's why when the Bible talks about homosexual relationships, it does not promote it because of all that confusion. A kid grew up with that kind of confusion, a young boy, it's not good. Another situation, in terms of who's your daddy. Look at me. I was not in my kids' lives. I have seven kids by six different women. I was not there for my kids. When the dad is gone, my kids, my young sons can't look up to me. And I can't explain to them how their body works when they need to ask those questions. I can't explain to my daughters what type of man you should be looking for. I can't be that example because I wasn't there. Once again, the Bible does not promote those type of, you know, that's why it does not promote sex outside of marriage, traditional marriage, because it's important for the dad to be there. You gotta be there to protect your kids. I wasn't there to protect my kids. I wasn't there to show my daughter who to look for in a man. I wasn't there to show my son how to be a man. See? That's another situation. And the third situation I was gonna talk about, and now I can't talk about it because I forgot. But the bottom line is, who's your daddy is very important. I've lived with females who had kids, and I felt bad before. Or I've lived with one of my kids and their moms, and I felt bad because as a man, as a dad, I was not there to protect my other kids or to tuck my other kids in every night. Once again, that's why the Bible promotes sex and families in the traditional heterosexual way. Because mom and dad are both there, so the kids can see both sides of the picture. And if you act responsibly sexually, you have all your kids in one house. You can be there to tuck them all in at night. And that's the best way to be. Once again, homosexual relationships and my lifestyle are two lifestyles that go against the grain. They go against how God wanted it, and the confusion shows. Oh, the other one I'm going to tell you was two females, okay, in that type of homosexual relationship. It's a family still, but what about the little boy? He doesn't have a dad to ask. You know, you can't ask those females, how does your dick work? Or why is my dick acting like this? Because they don't have a dick and balls. Once again, that's confusion. Now the son has to go outside of his two moms or outside of his family to learn about his sexuality. That's why God promotes heterosexual relationships and marriage. So, bottom line is, this episode is not to say homosexual relationships are bad or and you're a bad person, or to say if you're in your kids' lives every day, you're just a bad person. My point is to say God's laws make a whole lot of sense. They keep life simple and they keep the dad in the family as the protector and the provider every day, how he's supposed to be, and the role model. So, if you're in a situation where you're trying to figure out who's your daddy, hey, when you get older, make sure you don't put your kids in that position. You make sure your kids know who's their daddy. All right. Well, that's a wrap for episode 184. Sometimes I like to make them short and sweet. Just speak what's on my mind. You may agree, you may not. That's my view. Hey, different views matter. All right. That's a wrap for episode 184. 185 is next. I have no fucking clue what it's going to be about. But when I know, you already know, I'm going to let you know.